God bless you, Bernie. Appreciate it. My favorite sportscaster is Chris Berman from Fox Sports, because he does an extraordinary job of giving summaries of the highlights of every NFL game in 3 minutes. So here we go. Starting off with the U.S. Supreme Court in the unanimous decision in January by the late Justice Ginsburg. It was, sad to say, her last bankruptcy decision. What she did was write a follow-up to Bullard versus Blue Hill Bank from 2015, when the Supreme Court told us that denial of confirmation of a Chapter 13 plan is not a final order. Her Ritson versus Jackson Machinery decision tells us what is a final order. And she said unreservedly that, to use her words, unreservedly, granting or denying a lift stay motion is always a final appealable order. What she did in Ritson was to give, I think, more intellectual fundamental background to help us understand what is or is not a final order in the bankruptcy context. And if you have a finality issue to litigate, the first place to go and the best authority is her decision in Ritson. We move on to the Archdiocese of San Juan, Puerto Rico versus Acevedo. This is not a bankruptcy decision. In fact, it was a per curiam decision back in February. What the Supreme Court did in Acevedo was to tell us that courts, federal courts, may no longer issue orders nunc pro tunc. Well, that's important because bankruptcy courts used to, nationwide, probably issue dozens of nunc pro tunc orders every day, but no more. It would take me a while to explain exactly what nunc pro tunc is, but here is the important distinction. Banning nunc pro tunc does not mean that orders may not be retroactive. Not at all. But you've got to decide what is merely retroactive and what is nunc pro tunc. The thing to do is, of course, I guess, read my column, because I have reported several cases where courts are trying to decide what is a permissible retroactive order. Next, we go on to the Zacharias Court from the Fifth Circuit, decided in December. As you know, by way of background, that in the Fifth Circuit, the Chapter 11 plans may not have so-called third-party non-debtor releases. That comes from Pacific Lumber back in 2009. But in the Zacharias case, this was not a Chapter 11 case. It was a receivership. And lo and behold, on a 2-1 decision, the Fifth Circuit says you can have non-debtor third-party releases. Well, this tells me that there may be some disagreement in the Fifth Circuit whether they should stick by Pacific Lumber or not. So if you have occasion to litigate this issue, it very well may be that it is appropriate to have an en banc sitting of the Fifth Circuit to decide if they will abandon Pacific Lumber and join other circuits that are permitting third-party releases. Next, we go on to a Hobbs versus Buffett decision handed down just day before yesterday by the Fifth Circuit. You'll recall that back last year, your bankruptcy judge King in Texas held that the increase of U.S. trustee fees violated the uniformity provision in the bankruptcy clause of the Constitution and was also impermissibly retroactive. He was reversed 2-1 day before yesterday by the Fifth Circuit, holding that the increase in fees is perfectly constitutional. Here's the big hooker, though. You absolutely must read the dissent by Judge Clement. To summarize, I hope not unfairly, Judge Clement says that in her view, having both U.S. trustees in 48 states and bankruptcy administrators in two is unconstitutional because it is a violation of the uniformity clause. I suppose we're going to see litigation following up on that around the country. Finally, we go to a decision from just the 29th of October, reported in my column on November 4. And this is a case in which a bankruptcy judge in Utah had a Chapter 13 debtor who died before completing plan payments. Plan payments were completed by her executor, but this debtor had not completed the financial management course. And God bless the judge in Utah, she held that the debtor was nonetheless entitled to a discharge and waived the requirement for financial management. Thank you, Jay. Back to you all.